This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from our Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, across the world, and around the internet and satellite too. Now let's not forget, a special shout out goes to our active duty military as well as to our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders and our EMS, firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. And at the bottom of the hour, on my military segment, I'm going to have quite an interesting story about the Coast Guard. Three Coast Guard cutters and what they did in the last week. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch tonight, thanks so very much for what you're doing to keep America moving along. And don't forget, you can follow us on the Facebook page, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also over on MeWe, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on Parler. When it comes back, we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there. Take advantage of the things we have there. Joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Hello, hello.
Good morning.
I want to say hello to a very good listener up there in Atlanta. He says, I've been listening for a while, long-time loyal listener, Strawberry Joe, chiming in. And Strawberry Joe, nice to hear from you. So he's letting me know that he's there and he's listening to us right now. Very good. And I bet the strawberries are cold up there tonight. Do you want to bet?
I would imagine.
Yeah. All right, not to be outdone here, Alan Dershowitz, last year, President Trump was nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. Is that right?
Yeah, it was late last year because of the Abraham Accords.
Okay, well, this year, okay, we have Alan Dershowitz, who nominated Jared Kushner for his efforts with the Middle East peace over there. At the same time, we found out that Stacey Abrams has also been nominated, but Jared Kushner has been nominated, Stacey Abrams has been nominated, and I'm not sure, but I think President Trump was nominated again for his agreement with the United Arab Emirates, I think.
Morocco, I think it was, but yeah, so has Black Lives Matter.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Anyway, here we go. Now, let's see. All right. Hello, Fred. How you doing? I don't know where Fred's from. We just had Fred B. chime into us here, wherever he is at, and appreciate him, too. You know, I'd like it if they send us a message that they at least let us know where they're from. Wouldn't that be nice, wouldn't it? And we can acknowledge where they're listening to us from. But anyway, it is what it is. Okay. Now, Joe Biden has asked the Supreme Court to cancel the asylum and border wall cases.
Well, let's not remember that he does not have anybody at the Department of Justice yet because his nominees have not been confirmed. So the Solicitor General, who is generally the designee to argue cases before the Supreme Court, they have either asked for the case, Biden has asked the Supreme Court to either not hear the case or to delay it so they can put their people in there. We don't know what that decision is yet, but they're already trying to influence the court.
Yeah, so, and they're trying to stack the court, too. That's the other thing, correct?
Well, they want to. That won't happen anytime soon. But.
Yeah, now I got a question because somebody asked me a question. Let me dig this up real quick. It's about statehood for the District of Columbia. Okay, this is from Stan, and Stan is living in the District of Columbia. He says, Captain, he says, I'm probably one of the few conservatives that's going to send you a message from Washington, D.C., but how in the hell, his words, not mine, how in the hell can Washington, D.C. become a state by a vote in the Congress?
Well, if they get rid of the filibuster and they go down to 51 votes, they could probably manipulate a Republican or two to put them over it to vote for that to happen. But nonetheless, it's a lot more complicated than that. Because if this is really altering the Constitution designates that Washington, D.C. cannot be a state. So you would have to, you know, change an awful lot of language there. And I don't see that that's necessarily going to happen. The threat's out there, you know, and we've been blindsided before on some things, but it won't be anything that would necessarily happen soon.
Well, what's ironic is the area that would still be the District of Columbia is the area that they have fenced in around the Capitol and around the White House. That would be the District of Columbia. The rest of it would be, they had some other name. It was the District and some, they were honoring some black person. They had a different name to it altogether. So that's the, when somebody said, why is the fence set up the way it is? Well, we just found out that's where the federal government would take control again,
It would be Washington / I don't know, something to do with federal, Frederick Douglass.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, Washington Douglass. Okay. Yeah, would be the name of the state. But anyway, but that's weird. But then again, nobody ever said they did anything in a normal manner in Washington, D.C. Okay, the $1,400 checks are, well, here comes the music, so hang on. But we're going to get into that when we come back. Denise, and hold on, Denise. All right, there's going to be a real brouhaha in Georgia that's coming down to a real war of words right now. Where's my $2,000? And I'm hearing it. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by my friends over at the United States Concealed Carry Association. Go over there and check them out and find out what they're all about. And I will tell you this, that over there at the U.S. Concealed Carry Association, United States Concealed Carry Association, you will find out all the different things you need to know when it comes to safety, gun safety, and protecting yourself and whatever the situation is. It's on my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Okay, good morning to Denise Simon back again. Hello, hello.
Good morning.
We have our favorite question answer, who I brought in at the same time with you. It's Backgammon Bob. What's on your mind there, sir?
Hello, Captain Denise. On Trump's trial, I see that his attorney has basically condemned the whole thing. And what I wonder is, how can they even proceed with the trial since the trial is unconstitutional to begin with? And I think that's what Trump's attorney is going to state. Anyway, right. Is that true, Denise, or what do you think?
Yes. They're going to attempt to stop it before it even goes into any kind of process in the Senate. And if that fails, based on the votes, then the Senate will start, the Republicans will start bringing in witnesses if the Democrats start bringing in witnesses. So
right.
It could turn into real charade.
Yeah, and I don't really think they want to see that because they're going to get a whole bunch of constitutional people coming in there saying this is unconstitutional because, and what are the Democrats going to do? Bring in what is that guy? The guy with the bullhorns there.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to bring him in? There's a witness for you.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, well. Well, I don't know. This is just all part of the charade, though, part of the fiasco, because they want to try. And by the way, the other thing is, let's not forget, they may actually take a vote to censure Donald Trump.
Yes, instead of impeachment.
Yep. Yeah, it may go that route. That may be what they're doing, but they want to get all the dump all the salt in the wound that they possibly can to begin with out there. Okay, we were talking during the break about Georgia, and I was just reading you some of the emails that we got from Georgia. Some of them I can't even mention because there's words in there that we can't put on the air. But the people in Georgia, some of them are madder than a wet hen because they are taking to task what not only Joe Biden said, Kamala Harris said, but both Warnock and Ossoff had to say, and one was even a campaign ad where he put it in print, you vote for me, you'll get $2,000. Mm-hmm. And they're not getting the $2,000, they're getting $1,400, but they already got
maybe.
Yeah, but they already got $600, so we don't know what's going on here. And by the way, you are right about the maybe, because you're going to move the numbers around a little bit.
Well, first of all, a single politician, a Senate candidate, as in Warnock and Ossoff, or the president or vice president, they can say those things and they can make those promises, but they don't have the authority. They never did. And so the people who voted yeah. for them on a promise are not smart enough to vote.
Too bad, so sad.
It has to be legislation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, yesterday, to hear Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary, say it, that President Biden invited in 10 Republican senators to talk
yep.
about the omnibus.
Yep.
Well, he didn't invite anybody. They sent a letter and asked to meet.
Yep.
So, and these were the moderate, if you will, senators.
Yep.
And they're the ones that have literally cut the next spending bill by a trillion.
Yeah. So, $680 billion, I believe.
So, yeah, and I think it has a $1,000 check in there.
Yep.
Offer. So anyway, people just don't understand government. They don't understand the process. They don't understand civics. So hence they misguided themselves in their vote.
Yep, and the comment that was made after that meeting, and it's just a brief comment, is it's not far enough, says Biden. Still wants $1.9 trillion virus bill, despite meeting with GOP on smaller version. And
in the second omnibus, they haven't even spent, they've only spent, I think, 17% of it. The mm-hmm. rest of it's still sitting there. Mm-hmm. Why would you pass the next one when you haven't even spent the third one, when you haven't even spent the second one?
Well, when you find out, you tell me. By the way, our buddy's on TV.
The other thing is that I wrote an article yesterday, and a lot of people don't know this. The Biden administration has gone, really kind of gone rogue. When before Trump left office, he had some money parked in some of these agencies that are supposed to stay there for agencies' use. And one of them is that he left $30 billion in what is known as the Farmers Fund. And that money is to be used as grants to farmers in the case of more trade disputes that would hurt the farmers. So, it is sitting there. He did that with Secretary Perdue, and certainly under what is known as the CARES Act. And this fund is sitting in the Department of Agriculture, which is where it's supposed to. Well, along comes Biden, and he takes the $30 billion out of there, takes it out, and where does he put it? Climate change.
And by the way, they've also cut $27.4 billion on they put it back in the budget that Trump had cut.
So, other departments that have money in them, or pretty much all of them, but agriculture, commerce, education, energy, human resources, homeland security, interior, justice, labor, state,
Treasury, African Development Foundation, Commission of Fine Arts, Corporation for National and Community Service, never even heard of that one, District of Columbia, the EPA, Inter-American Foundation, the Millennium Challenge Corporation, which I think should have gone away a long time ago completely, the National Endowment for the Arts and Humanities, the National Gallery of Art, Peace Corps, Presidio Trust, USAID, Army Corps Engineers, the Woodrow Wilson International Center for Scholars, and then the legislative branch. So they're already looking. Not only is he trying to go for well over $1 trillion in the third omnibus, but they're also going agency by agency and taking the monies out of there. I don't know how much monies, but taking the monies out of there to put them in other crazy places.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what, Trump put in there, that are frozen funds for those agencies. So,
be careful what you wish for.
Well, that's precisely right. So, Biden's screwing the farmers.
Well, the farmers are going to love hearing that, and a lot of them listen to the program, so there you go. And by the way, nothing runs like a deer, or John Deere, that is, and we'll have news about them here shortly. The other thing is that this recall effort out in California, I was just looking at the headline over my shoulder here, 1.3 million, they need 1.5 million, and our buddy is saying that they're getting very close, very, very, very close.
They have until March, and they've got, you know, these portable kind of things all over California, street corners and whatnot, for people to sign. I'm just blown away that it's taking so long. And I mean, my sense is they ought to have 3 or 4 million by now. So,
well,
it's
yeah,
really a head scratcher.
Yeah. So there's a bunch of people that just don't, they don't want to get involved in it for whatever reason. But I mean, you've been locked down, your kids aren't in school, all this other stuff. Geez, it seems to me it'd be a no-brainer. What do I know?
That's my thought.
Okay, last little thing here. Joe Biden is going to leave the troops in Afghanistan past the pullout deadline. No surprise there. I've been hearing that they're going to be there, and they might even beef them up.
Well, the day after he was sworn in, he sent troops into Syria.
Yes, ma'am.
Trump had it such that we would pull our troops out of Afghanistan by May and leave it with a very tiny residual group that would be working with contractors in the Afghan National Security Forces. Well, that's all blown up. But now we have another problem because Al-Qaeda is making a resurgence.
You bet they are.
Mm-hmm. So big problems there.
All right, we will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel, and I'll be in touch with you today sometime on the telephone. You stay out of trouble, and I'll talk to you soon, and stay warm on the mountaintop. He's up there in that high mountaintop up there in Tarpon Springs, and it's a little chilly up there if you don't have the heat turned on today. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere, no how. This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. January was the deadliest month of the pandemic in the U.S., with more than 95,000 deaths from COVID-19 recorded. Dr. Anthony Fauci believes things could still get a little worse, but the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases tells CNN that he does see some light at the end of the tunnel.
It is conceivable that things could get a little worse. What we're starting to see, which is a good sign, is that we're starting to see a plateauing of the numbers of cases, which will always be followed by a diminution and a plateauing, and then ultimately a diminution of hospitalizations as well as deaths. But still, even if it plateaus and starts to come down, we're still at a very high, disturbing level. But hopefully, we'll continue to see a downtrend.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy. It is time for our first military and veterans news segment here in the Captain's America Third Watch. And thank you very much for tuning in. It is brought to you by the National Aviation Academy with campuses, two campuses out there. We'll tell you where they are. But in the meantime, check them out online, naa.edu, naa.edu. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses to take care of you. One of them happens to be in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston, where they've just been inundated with snow, and it's starting to wind its way down a little bit. And the other one, of course, is down here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida, where it's a bit chilly this morning. So you got me in Tampa. They're in Clearwater on the other side of the bay. And you can check them out online at naa.edu. But I would suggest you call them and ask to take a tour of one of their campuses, whichever one's the closest to you. give them a call at 1-800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour of one of their facilities, the one in Concord, Mass., or the one down here in Clearwater, Florida. Either way, you'll be glad you did. All right. Kudos to the United States Coast Guard, and I do mean kudos. Great job, Coast Guard Carter Spencer, who returned after a $10 million cocaine and marijuana bust. Now, they returned home to their port in Boston, Massachusetts on the 28th of January after 59 days out on patrol, the Coast Guard First District. And this crew, the Coast Guard Carter Spencer, They are really something, and we appreciate them. But just when you thought it couldn't get any better, wait till you hear this one. Down in the Caribbean, two Coast Guard cutters, the Coast Guard cutters Mohawk and the Charles David Jr., transferred custody of two suspected smugglers and $8.5 million in seized cocaine to federal agents at Coast Guard Base San Juan in Puerto Rico on January 28th. Now, following the interdiction of the drug smuggling Go Fast vessel in the Caribbean Sea, the Coast Guard 7th District said that they went back to their home base. And kudos to the Coast Guard for the great job that they're doing out there with everything that's going on. By the way, before we move on, a watchdog agency has now been set up to take up the fight against military payday loan scams once more. The new leadership at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, or the CFPB, has pledged to discard the Trump administration's relaxed approach and resume targeting the payday loan scams that trap troops in endless cycles of debt. And you've all been there. You've all seen the when they send you the emails and this, that, and the other. Don't do it. You're caught in a trap. You can't get out. And all of a sudden that $500 or $1,000 you owe is $5,000 because you didn't read the bottom line. Now, the United States Air Force Academy in Colorado is known for putting out some of our top leaders in the country, especially in the Air Force. But after I read you this story, they're going to be known for something else, too. A big-time cheating scandal has just been busted during the COVID lockdown that ensnared some 249 Air Force Academy cadets. That's quite a pretty good-sized number. Now, the Air Force Academy believes 249 cadets cheated on exams and other assignments during the rapid shift to remote learning during the early days of the coronavirus pandemic last spring. That's all I know about it. We're going to keep our eyes on this and see what's going on there, because this is not the kind of story that you want to talk about when it comes to our young men and women that are at the military academies. By the way, 3 weeks after a group of pro-Trump protesters stormed the Capitol with the 5,000 or so National Guardsmen that are protecting the barricaded Capitol, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin visited some of those troops, bumping fists and asking how everything was going. Also, the National Guard this year has probably had its busiest year in many, many years, balancing its standard overseas deployments, natural disaster responses with the COVID-19 support missions, and the 2 weeks or more that's been spent in Washington, D.C. to help keep peace in the Capitol. In addition, we found out yesterday, no surprise, I told you this was going to happen, but we found out yesterday that international troops plan to stay in Afghanistan beyond the May deadline, which was changed because of the insurgent Taliban's deal with the United States. By the way, four senior NATO officials have said the move could escalate tensions with the Taliban, demanding full withdrawal. But as you just heard me talking with Denise Simon, what has a lot to do with this right now happens to be the resurgence of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, who are being protected, shielded, if you will, by the Taliban, after they said they weren't going to do such a thing. Now, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is committed to keeping U.S. forces on the Korean Peninsula in a readiness posture against threats from North Korea through the continued joint training exercises with South Korean forces. This is something that was scheduled, that's going to stay on course. President Trump had it that way, and Defense Secretary Austin is leaving it that way. In addition, U.S. soldiers in Bavaria will soon be allowed to wear their uniforms off base, according to the 7th Army Training Command, reversing a rule put in place in 2014 for safety reasons. And Japan's capital city ended the work week with a drop in the new coronavirus infections in the U.S. military in Japan, reported 34 come Friday. Now, we told you about the plan to give the 40 prisoners being held in detention at Guantanamo Bay, the Al-Qaeda operatives. Well, the U.S. has now backed off on that plan to offer the COVID-19 vaccinations to those prisoners because of all the feedback they got back about that, as well it should have been. And the Pentagon also has halted the installation of several Trump loyalists to advisory boards as the department reviews appointments that were made in the waning days of the Trump administration. He appointed a lot of his compadres to different positions, and I would say that Joe Biden is probably going to reverse a lot of that, which he can do. Also, while countless Americans are anxiously awaiting for their chance to get vaccinated against the COVID-19 virus, an unspecified number of service members and other Defense Department personnel have refused to get inoculated because they're not being required to do it. Now, again, it is what it is, so I wouldn't be too concerned about it. By the way, the officer, the police officer, the Washington Capitol police officer who was killed is lying in state in the Capitol Rotunda, and he'll be interred at Arlington National Cemetery. It's a shame that that had to happen. Hopefully they can find out who, what, and how that happened. Well, here comes the music. That means Chris Markowski's right around the corner. So don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I got money stuff to talk about with Chris today. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, Tuesday morning edition. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Mac 10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Two Guys Gun Shows. Now, twoguysshows.com is the website. Go over there, check them out. I will tell you their next scheduled show is February the 13th and 14th down in Sarasota at the Sarasota County Fairgrounds, Robarts Arena. I will be there on the 13th, so if you want to stop on by and say howdy, howdy, I'll be there to say hello to you. And in the meantime, joining us right now, we've got Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning. How are you?
Pretty good, but I'll tell you what. You talk about money, and I'm going to get into that in a minute, but the trading in the financial markets the first day of February, silver, what's going on with silver?
Again, it's another one of those plays like GameStop and AMC, a lot of the Reddit message boards, said, hey, you know, let's try to force a squeeze here with silver and did various different things like buying, telling people to pick up physical silver, and then there was a spike in it as well. And I, you know, probably what you'll see over the next couple of weeks is something similar that happens with GameStop, and then you'll see the thing come down fairly quickly.
Okay, well, unbelievable, but it is what it is, because a lot of people are going, oh man, buy silver, but it used to be all in here is gold. Yesterday it was silver. Speaking of GameStop, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, it's the same type of situation that you take a look at what's been heavily shorted out there, and you know, you go out there and you can get a group of people to go ahead and buy it, can force what is known as a short squeeze, because the people were shorting it, you know, as it goes up, you know, they want to get caught because, you know, basically, theoretically, you can have an unlimited loss when you short a stock because the thing can keep going up. And it would force a lot of these other people that shorted the stock to buy it, then therefore forcing the price of silver even higher. So, you know, it's that bit of a dynamic. It's like a technical play.
Now, GameStop has fallen a little bit. I realize it went up like 1,200%, but I think it closed yesterday around 225, which was down 30%. Stocks go up, stocks go down, right?
Well, and, you know, it's down again on 25% today. I mean, again, the fundamentals didn't match the price of the stock. It was then a technical move based upon the availability of the shares and the fact that it was shorted so heavily by these hedge funds. And, you know, it forced the hedge funds to go cover, which, again, drove the price even higher. You know, these are things that happen. You know, the hedge funds out there, quite frankly, you know, basically rigged the game by shorting more shares that actually exist, which, in my opinion, should be illegal. I don't know how they get away with that. But, again, it's a technical play, and it's happened before. And I'm glad to see people holding their feet to the fire when it comes to this.
Now, with the movies opening back up again to a limited degree around the country, they're not wide open. The movie stocks are starting to go up. AMC Theaters has jumped up, kind of like the same thing we're seeing with GameStop, it looks like.
Yeah, but again, that was another GameStop short squeeze type of a situation as well. There wasn't just those too. And it's everything from Blockbuster Video, which is out of business. The shares are still outstanding. That was short. They drove that up. They drove up Bed Bath & Beyond, which declared bankruptcy. So basically, you can do it with any company out there if you get enough people, obviously, that have heavily shorted the stock.
And I'm talking, folks, to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. You can go over and check out his website, watchdogonwallstreet.com, find out all the great things that he does over there. And it's a brotherly thing you got going there with all the brothers working together.
Yeah, brothers, and now my nephew has joined us as well. So it's great. We continue, not just Markowski's, we can, you know, continue to add great advisors all over the country. Which has been great. And, you know, a lot of guys that are sick and tired working at the big brokerage firms and being told what to do. And, you know, people really want to put their clients' interests first. They've been coming over. So it's been great.
Now, I'm going to talk about something which is, it's just driving people nuts in Georgia. Obviously, Georgia elected two Democratic senators, one of them named Ossoff, one of them named Warnock. But they also had the current president, Joe Biden, and the current vice president, Kamala Harris, there. And all of them were saying the same thing to the people in Georgia. And the comments they were making were, "Where you elect our people, we're going to get you $2,000. We're going to send you a $2,000 check." And one of the candidates actually ran a newspaper ad. And in the ad he put in it, "If you elect me, you will get a $2,000 check." So guess what? Everybody's going, "Where's our $2,000? You're talking $1,400. You're talking $1,000. We haven't got no $2,000. Where's our $2,000?" And boy, I mean, there's some furious people out there.
Well, be furious. I laugh at people like that, quite frankly. You know, you're a fool. You're voting for people based upon getting a check. It's patently absurd. Joe Biden went down there and promised the same thing to voters on the campaign trail at some stops that he had made down there.
Yep.
So you voted for someone based upon them sending you a check. Republicans now want to force the $1,000 check, and they want to limit it. You know, between nobody's getting it if you make more than $50,000. Dollars,
right?
Altogether. So, and 100,000 as a couple, and it's going to be scaled between, you know, below 40 all the way up to 50. It starts getting reduced above 40,000 up to $50,000.
Correct.
And that's what I agree with. It needs to be targeted to people that really need it. We can't be a country just sending checks out to people flying a helicopter over the country and dropping money. It's wrong.
Because the other way, it was all the way up to $174,000.
It's insanity.
And that's exactly what they get paid to be a congressman.
You know, it's just, it's absolutely nuts for crying out loud. This just has to stop. You know, you could think that the government's going to be constantly handing money out to you. Move somewhere else, for crying out loud. You got the wrong country.
Well, you know, when I heard that number, I thought to myself, I wonder if they were trying to do that so members of Congress could also get a check. I mean, I'm just saying.
They get their perks in other ways. I'm sure that they're going to be taken care of. I mean, they spend most of their day raising money anyway, so what difference does it make?
Well, we don't know what we're going to get. It's either going to be, let's see, $1.9 trillion is what Biden is pushing. And by the way, he wasn't all that thrilled with the Republicans talking about their $680 billion. He says, nope, we want the $1.9 trillion. We need to have this, and this. And by the way, he's also taking money out of other programs where it supposedly was locked in and frozen for the farmers and whatnot. Wait till the farmers find out that the money that they thought was in there for some of the farm aid that they thought they were going to get, if they get a, you know, like a storm or a flood or something like that, that the money was taken out by Joe Biden to go to climate change.
Yeah, I kind of saw that coming. Trump gave a lot of money to the farmers, and it had also a lot to do with the trade issues with China.
Yep.
I'm pretty consistent here on the program that I don't think subsidies should be handed out to any industry, whether it be farmers, whether it be oil, whether it be the green industry. That it shouldn't be the taxpayer's job to be supporting businesses out there. Do I think we need to help businesses that have been shut down due to government action? Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I get that. But farms weren't shut down due to that. I mean, that's ridiculous. People still ate. This is nuts. If you can't make it within an industry, well, then obviously there's a problem that the government's doing in handling that industry, or that industry has to change. The subsidizing farms and price controls and all of the nonsense that goes all the way back to the 1930s, it has to end.
And this time, let's give the money to the people that really need it, not the multi-million-dollar companies that are out there that applied, and just because they had legal departments and all that, and they went in there and they got money that they never, in my opinion, should have gotten.
Well, in some respects, no, I understand what you're saying, too. But, you know, certain big companies, let's say, you know, everybody was making fun of, like, I wouldn't say a super big company, let's say the Tom Brady's company who got PPP money based upon the pandemic. Well, he got that money based upon, if all PPP was, for all intents and purposes, was unemployment. Because these businesses would have fired those workers anyway. They wouldn't have kept them on. And this allowed them to keep workers on, businesses of all sizes, and said, okay, if you'll get this money and this loan will be forgiven, you don't have to pay it back if you pay all of these workers. You continue to pay these workers, which is what they did. So the government would have spent the money anyway on unemployment. Quite frankly, unemployment rate would have been much, much higher, much, much higher than it was if that wasn't the case.
Okay, here comes the music. I'll let you go. By the way, how much snow did you get?
Right now, I'm looking outside. Still snow. I'm not kidding. Still snow. It's easily over 30 inches.
30 inches?
I think so, yeah.
All right. Welcome to the real world. We'll talk to you tomorrow. All right. Chris Markowski, everybody. It's still snowing there where he's at. He's on Long Island. 30 inches of snow. Oh, man. Oh, no. All right. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.